Right, now you got it. That's where it is. That's right. That's me, it's not life. Jesus. He's got a set of words, he's gonna lay it on the little taste. That shit's always so good, but ain't had any time. Oh,
get out of here.
No, I'm enjoying this.
Well, I can't watch. of our lives.
And remember, my friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incident, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space.
Thank you.
be sure that there are no other lights on in the room except for the one burning candle. Now we begin. Get ready. Here we go. You have summoned the creatures of night to be here with us. They will listen along with us. Perhaps you will see them.
Gas cylinders on it. Whoa.
Perhaps
this thing loves picnics more than its stuff.
But make no mistake, they are here. Parties will be given everywhere in the land. Our story takes place at just such a party. A group of youngsters, we join the group of youngsters as they are about to cross a vacant lot on their way to the haunted house.
We might just as well get to this thing out. Come on.
Hey, kitty. You're kitty, kitty.
What? Kitty, I don't see a cat. Did you all hear that?
It came from upstairs.
I thought so, too.
Let's not find out. Let's go home.
What's the matter, Barbara?
Look! Look there!
His very reason.
What am I gonna do now?
The funeral over, the saddened group left the graveside.
Can I ask you something?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael.
Official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys.
Out, everybody. It to start. Yawn. I heard that when I was in third grade. It's not scary.
It's two.
It's not.
It's not. Fine. Then you tell one scarier.
Flashlight, please. Here's a story that's really scarifying.
Oh, brother.
I call it Bad Dream House.
Against the far wall, crouch down and be very quiet.
It was when the grave diggers started their task that strange things began to take place.
Yep, right on schedule. There's the old San Fernando Valley out there now.
You better radio in for landing instructions, Danny.
Right, Jeff. Burbank Tower, this is American Flight 812. Over. Wouldn't surprise me any if he's asleep this time of the morning.
American Flight 812, this is Burbank Tower. If I were asleep, you'd never get on the ground. Your case, maybe I'll leave you up there for good. Over.
You got me that time, Max. This American Flight 812 request.
Burbank Tower to American Flight 812. Over. Burbank Tower to American Flight 812. Over.
Holy mackerel.
Burbank Tower to American Flight 812. Are you in trouble?
Trouble?
Take a look for yourself. That's nothing from this world.
Burbank Tower to American Flight 12. Are you in trouble? Are you in?
Be sure. There are no other lights on in the room except for the one burning candle. a group of youngsters, we join the group of youngsters as they are about to cross a vacant lot.
Mayday, mayday, stand by Burbank Tower.
You suppose a passenger saw it?
I doubt it, most of them are asleep. But it was quite a jolt, Jeff. I'll check.
Good. We'll get them ready for landing. And keep it quiet until we get instruction.
Right.
Okay, Danny.
American Flight 812, reporting to Burbank Tower. Over.
Thank you. get out of here.
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Well, I can't watch.
Here, we might just as well get the thing out. Come on.
Hey, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
What kitty? I don't see a cat.
Came from upstairs.
I thought so too.
Is gone now. That's the best thing for us too. Gone.
Yeah, let's go.
Greater agony. The home they had so long shared together became a tomb, a sweet memory of a joyous living. The sky to which she had once looked was now only a covering for her dead body. At the funeral of the old man, unknown to his mourners, his dead wife was watching.
First his wife, then he.
Tragic.
Tell me something. Why was his wife buried in the ground and he sealed in a crypt?
Something to do with family tradition, a superstition of some sort.
Oh.
Well, it's getting dark. Let's be on our way.
Then as two of his mourners left his final resting place.
Look there!
lots of doors.
Did you ever
Lieutenant.
You get that funny odor?
How could I miss it? Oh, that'll be the morgue wagon now.
That's the fifth siren in the last hour.
Something's happened down at the cemetery. A lot of police cars and lights. I stopped, but I didn't see anything. Oh, well, whatever it is, the morning paper will carry the whole story.
You seem to still be up there somewhere.
Maybe I am.
I don't think I've ever seen you in this mood before.
Yes, because I've never seen you.
Yeah.
take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not funky.
Hey, happy Halloween, everybody. This is the Furious One. Signing in, Dr. Furious, that there in the background, some of the Dr. DOC, in here with the DJ, the Honorable, the John Boner. Also, rocking out with little DJ Eddie Abbey, Halloween night special. We got a little bit more fun stuff coming up in the next hour, so stick around, who knows what's going to happen. I'm Furious, thanks for listening. This is 103.5 WCOMLP-FM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Go to www.furiousg.blogspot for some old school stuff. You can also check out wcomfm.org for our way to connect in and become a DJ. I'm Furious. I'll stick around you too. Happy Halloween. I'm Furious. Hip-hop music, so check it.
Flying saucer.
Saucer? You mean the kind from up there?
Yeah, its counterpart. It was shaped like a huge cigar. Dan and Edith saw it too. And when it passed over, the whole compartment lighted up with a blinding glare. Then there was a tremendous wind that practically knocked us off our course.
Well, did you report it?
Yeah. I radioed in immediately, and they said, we'll keep it quiet until you land. And as soon as we landed, Big Army Brass grabbed us and made us swear to secrecy about the whole thing.
Oh, it burns me up. These things have been seen for years. They here. It's a fact.
Night I saw a flying object that couldn't have possibly been from this planet.
But I can't say a word. I'm muzzled by army brass.
Except for the one burning camera.